holding in Siman Shin Samach Zayin. So we hold it really on the last line of the page, Resh Lamed Gimel. So we started, it's one sif, it's a very long sif. So this power that the woman is authorized to do, to contribute from her husband's money, her husband's bread, husband's flour, the Dr. Shalom empowered her to do certain actions to that he should associate and join the rest of the chotzer. However, she is not empowered to take that which he has and be mezakeh to other people. Without him being aware of it and being agreeable. Okay, now remain a baal v'isha here. If the husband, neither the husband nor the wife are in town. The Bnei Abayis can join into the era of using the food of the father of the Baal Abayis, so they can use that even though they were not empowered to do so. In scenario number one, it's clear that that's the only chotzer that they're supposed to be joining, so that they can do that without having received authorization from the Baal Abayis. Next step is if they were if the house opened into two different chatzeres, in hurago la'arav bechad mehen ma'arvin alav, and he normally joins one of the two chatzeres, so they can give again, they can contribute to that chotzer. Even though he's not there, not aware. But if he's not accustomed to give to one chutz or the other, they are not authorized to contribute shalabi the asoi to either chutz. Okay, so that's the Bnei Abayis. The Bnei Chotzer said, you know, we're going to be Osir, so let's go and take pas from this house without the Baal Abayis is not here. So if the Baal Abayis is here, we can't steal it from him, but let's go take from him the Baal Abayis is not here, we can't ask him. We would like to believe he is agreeable. Let's take from him. They can't do that unless they have the authorization from one of the Abayis. Even if he normally joins that chotzer, and therefore he's going to Asr, if he doesn't join now, they have no power to take it. Okay, now, so till now, this first opinion, this is how the Rosh, Tosfos on the Rosh, learned the sugya. Second, I learned the sugya. So this power that the woman can do is not against his will, just it means without him being knowledgeable. Which means it's possible, had he known, he would agree. But, lo, she cannot do it against the will of the husband. Step number one. If he's ruggled to join into this chotzer, so the Bnei Chotzer can't do it, but they can take him to Bezdin, and Bezdin will either force him to do it or take from his property. Okay.
His property, even though he's expressly indicated he doesn't want to participate, that will still work.
So, which scenario? In the case where he's Ruggle, yes, that's part of the what Chazal set up because of Darkei Sholem, etc. So, they can do that because since he's going to be Oyser Aleihem, they were authorized to do that. It's in a case where he wasn't Ruggle. So they can't argue the Darkei Sholem, since you've always been doing this, you have to continue doing this. But on the other hand, he's being Oyster Aleihem, so then they can go take it, they can be thrown into Bezdin. But if he's been Ruggle, it's if they've got some level of a sus, like a shibud upon him. Through this concept of Darkei Sholem, they get a shibud on him, so they're collecting their shibud. Or along the, or, Mir Abonim, we deal with it as if they're collecting the shibud. Hagoah, okay. Mishan Rogal Arev for Arvi Menechotz or Vachosim Yeruvai, Sarch Lachar Beliskos. Avin Rogal Arev, Havi Erev Balkarcha. Okay. Person not Rogal Arev. And he was Ma'arev. And then he says, I regret what I did. So they would have to, rejoin, you would have to do a new Maisa Zchiyah. But if he's Ruggle Arev, so we just said they can do Balkarcha, so he obviously can't pull out. Once that's true that they can take it from him, so obviously they can't pull out. He can't pull out against their will. So they would not need to do a Nuzkiya. Okay, Mishabura. Mishabura Sukkot involved back on page Mishlam Gimel. Amar Aleph. Okay. She cannot be mezaka from his bread to other people against his will. Even though he normally is joining into this chatzar, but he should join, that she's empowered to do. That she could take from him to mezaka other people, that she's not empowered. Mezaka is mishalot. Now, we mezana say, yechelo lezaka shishalot. She has a halachic claim on her husband for certain amounts of food, she can give that food. I mean, mezaka to neachotzer. That's her business, but she can't take from the husbands.
What do you mean she's empowered that her husband should join what there?
Mm-hmm.
But not take from him and the mezaka.
We learned yesterday that the wife can take from the husband's bread and contribute to the heir of the chotzer. The standard way they would do it, Eruv Chazer, was each person would contribute a roll. So she can take a roll from her husband's property and contribute to the heir of. In certain scenarios, even though the husband is saying no, she can still do it against his will. So that far, that point, she has been empowered to do over the disagreement of the husband. She can contribute from the husband's property into the heir. That's pretty strong. But there's a limit. She cannot take from the husband's property and mezake it to other people in the chatzar. She can contribute his portion. She can't use his to be zayich of other people's portion. Can't even do shlomi yidiyosoi. Pirshena bal yodea mizeh. The husband doesn't know about it, and obviously, for sure, against his will. Okay. Now, if the husband and the wife are not here, the bnei chatzar can give shlomi yidiyosoi. Okay, now, so this power is not as strong as that of the wives. So if he said no, or even if he didn't say no, but they know that he doesn't want, they cannot do it against his will. Different than by the case of the wife, where she's able to do it bal karcha. And that was Mr. Burr said before, that the wife has the advantage of Ishta Kagufoy. So Chazal used Ishta Kagufoy, so it means the husband's giving. There's two husbands. There's the husband and there's the woman who's the Ishta Kagufoy. So husband A, clone A is saying no, and clone B is saying yes. The Bnei Abayis, they're not the father. They're not the owner. So they can't say, well, yeah, he said no, but we say yes. So they don't have that power to do that. The B'nai HaBayis. Okay. Okay. Now, but in the case where he's not disagreeing, he just doesn't know about it, they can contribute. And we gave two scenarios. If there's only one chatzer, or if there's two chatzeres, but he's rogel to give to one of the two chatzeres. So there's a chatzer echad, a sifkat nyud. The schusu ubevada lo yakbet aleihem. By joining into this chatzer, there are certain rights which take place. I mean, who put psuach the shech chatzeres, echom la'arav alav, shall be the seki, and the schus loivada. But if it's two chatzeres, and we don't know which he normally gives to, so we can't say it's a schus that he should join chatzer A, maybe he wants to join chatzer B. So they can't argue we're doing a schia for him. That they can't do. Kishem lo yakbet la'aravim chatzer zu elhim zoy. Except for the case with which the next step is there's two chatzeres, and he's always rogel to give one. We assume that's what he wants. Rogel arav, and we still come out to die to the set.
Is there a problem with the B'nai HaBayis giving from that which is theirs because they don't own the actual house? Or is it?
Yes. That wouldn't solve the problem. Good point.
So what would solve the problem?
If the B'nai HaBayis said, listen, you know, we have our own money. Mm-hmm. We'll contribute from our own money. That wouldn't solve the problem. Because the point is there's an owner of a house over here who hasn't contributed. Every owner of the house, every household has to contribute. It means the owner of the house has to contribute. Because the owner is still distinct and separate. So they're giving from his, right? So that they can only do that if they assume he's agreeable. Interesting question, could they even mizak it to him and then give it? But be the same problem. Once it's his, if they're not authorized to give it, they can't give it.
Why don't we just do a zikoy anyways? If we know he's going to give it, then why can't we just do zachal amshal b'fanav? If he's not there.
What are we doing?
Because he's not there.
No. What do you want to do?
Make an erev and just do it, not have to collect from everybody's house in this particular case.
If somebody wants to do that, fine. But right now, nobody in the chutz is offering to do that. So everybody's giving their role, so he has to give his role. Well, he ain't around to give his role, so we'll give his role for him.
And does that mean they actually have to give an amount for him, though, in the zikoy? Or they can just say, we're giving enough of a whole role, which is enough this year, and then that's enough for everybody, like we said before?
No, they're not doing it. The standard way the more said they would do it, each household would contribute a role.
Right.
That was a big basket, everybody put a roll in. So houses 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all put a roll in. We come to house 6, the Baal HaBayis is not home. Uh-huh. The wife's not home. So there's no problem. We're going to go to the cupboard and take the roll and put it in for him. So are they empowered to do that? So yes, they're empowered to do that. Right? Okay. Even though he doesn't know about it, but they're empowered to do that. They're taking from him. But that's what he wants to happen. So they'll do. Right? Now you want to know if household 1 says, you know what? These guys are climbing back and forth. They're allowed to not. So I'll be mazaka. Fine, let him be mazaka. But that's not what we're talking about.
Okay.
Right? We're talking about a case where they're not doing that.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
What?
I didn't hear what you said. Did you ask a question?
Who could be mazaka what?
Who could be mazaka what? That's quite an open-ended question. The case we're talking about over here is that the husband and the wife are not home. It's Erev Shabbos. They're coming to collect the Erev HaTzeres. So the guy, they have the, we had discussed it before, can walk around collecting it. So the person who's coming collecting knocks on the door and says, listen, I went to all other houses. You're the last house left. Can you please contribute your role? So I'm sorry, the husband and the wife aren't home. So one of the B'nai HaBayis is allowed to go and take a role and contribute, even though the B'nai HaBayis is not here. Why? Because we assume that it's beneficial for him to contribute this way. He and other people in the chatzer can carry. So even though Shalom Yediyosoy is considered that this is what he wants to do, and they're allowed to do that. Okay. Now, same the scenario. So they went through houses 1 through 5. One, they knock on the house number 6. Nobody answers the door. But the door is unlocked. You know, we live in a nice, safe. I know where they keep the rolls. I want to walk in and take the roll from the cupboard. Of course he wants to take the roll from the cupboard. That they can't do. The B'nai HaChatzer can't do that. So Nobody in the household is aware of what they're doing. That they can't do. If one of the people in the house knew about it, now, that they disagree. The whole of this is it's considered a schus, and that's what he wants to happen. So bnei chotzer can do it too. Now, if they believe that he doesn't want, so that's, they can't do it against his will. But in regards to a lack of awareness, this element of schia overrides the problem of a lack of awareness. The same way it's true the bnei bayis can contribute, the bnei chotzer can take it. Okay.
Can the bank room for the big basket in Town Square and say everybody come drop your roll in? And if I haven't heard anybody doesn't want, can they say everybody contribute a roll?
Yeah, well, we're talking about chesed here.
Irene, I'm not following. What do you want to do?
They put a basket.
Okay.
And they say everybody come put your roll in. And if I haven't heard anybody doesn't want to contribute, can they assume everybody put a roll in?
I don't know. It's a good question. I'm not sure whether you make that assumption.
Trying to do it for an individual chaser,
yeah.
For the city.
It wouldn't make. I mean, the same. The shah of the alumnus is there a chazaka that everybody's going to respond positively? If that's what you're thinking. Is that how I understand your question?
Yes.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I mean, there would probably be two parts to the chazaka. You could argue it many different ways. You could say, well, we have to know, we'll assume everybody's agreeable because it's beneficial to everybody. That's what we're assuming over here, that people want it. But who said they heard about the announcement? Right? So you have to say, there's a chazak, everybody heard about it, and therefore a chazak, everybody. And now, even if I want something, that doesn't necessarily mean, I want a lot of things, but I want to finish us, but I still haven't done it yet. So I want to contribute, but I haven't done it yet, right? It's called procrastination. And then you have a new question. Maybe Chazal say, "Listen, we're going to make a halachic. We're going to make a halachic reality that's assumed that everybody gave, even though they might have not given, because that's, they could do that. Did they do that? I'm not aware that they did that."
Just to finish in the lesson, the chaver, what's in this between shelo ledato and shelo bidis?
Shelo ledato means against his will, and shelo bidis means without his awareness. Okay.
Shlodato means against as well.
Over here, the Mechaber uses the phrase Shlodato means over here. I'm not saying it all of Shas. I'm saying over here, the Shulchan Aruch is using the Lashon Shlomidato means against as well. Even against as well.
Even if he's Moshe.
Right.
Same, okay.
Okay. Yud Gimel. Where is that coming on?
Mocha?
Mocha. He's protesting. She's giving it, he's screaming, no. But we say, tough luck.
Not for Shalom Bayis, but
Shalom Darchi. So the Shalom Darchi Shalom in the Chatzar. What happens behind closed doors is a different story. That's why the people close the doors, yeah. Yigimel. I remember Shana Reutze. They assure me that the second opinion says no, that the woman could give Shalom Yidiyah Sir, not against his will. But if he says he doesn't want, and clearly he's going to affect everybody else, and it's not good for the community relations, but she cannot do it against his will, according to the Rambam.
The wife?
The wife, yeah. La Arvi Mohem. Look. And if he comes home and he says, "What did you do? I do not want that." So retroactively, her contribution would be bottle. Okay. Now, if he's wrong, go to Ma'ariv, and now he doesn't want to, so Bnei Chotzer can come into the house and take Bal Karchoi, that they only have that right if he's affecting them. Okay. Now, if he's not Ragel, so So the most you could do is take him to Bez. So the source of the power of Bezin over here of Kfiyah is because it's a concept the Mor has in a few places in Shas called Kaifin. Bezin has the power of Kaifin on mitzvahs. So as much as we construe, Rebbe Chazer says a mitzvah, Bezin has the power to be Kaifin to do it. There's an interesting shaila of, is that din of Kaifin on mitzvahs, do you require a Bezin? Or can a Yachid be Kaifin on mitzvahs? Can Yachid A force Yachid B to do a mitzvah? So what's the tally? And then Murray introduces the concept called Ovid Inis Din Elan Avshayu. There's certain scenarios where a person, knowing that every X is true, has the same authority as Bezdin to do the din. So maybe that should apply over here as well, in the din of. So there's a famous Nesivus in Simon Gimel that he says that a Yachid can be Kaifa based on the rule of Ovid Inis Din Elan Avshayu. This is a kaif of Bezdin, and there's a din of Ovid in a Jilin Avshayel, so a Yachid can be kaifa to do the din.
How broadly does that apply?
So, for mitzvah say,
even though this is a derabbanan.
Even the derabbanan, yeah. Right. So that's why the Mishnah's Berurah's Lashon is that even though they cannot do it, based on the concept of Lashon Din Elan Avshayel, that doesn't give them a power to be kaifa, not like the Nesivus. So this goes, like all opinions, this power of Bezim in Kaifa. There's an interesting question over here. When we say Bezdin, what do we mean by Bezdin? Do we mean the sitting Bezdin of the city, a Bezdin Kavua, or do we mean any three people? They become a Bezdin. So let's come in a Bezdin. So the Gra says in the Makor for this halacha that your kaifin is because there's a Gemara which says that the Bnei Achotzer can be kaifin zezeh las is lechi v'kara. So that wasn't a Bezdin Kavua. That was the members of the Chotzer. So one Bnei Achotzer can't do this, but if three of them get together, they would be empowered with authority of a Bezdin to then be kai for him to contribute. Okay. Yardin l'nechasav, they can take from his property, and v'oisit n'shituv, then they include him now in the chatzar. Okay. Then the Haggah said that a person not rogel l'arav, and he was ma'ariv, and he was chayzer, I don't want to be part of this. And he said this before Shabbos. So he contributed, and now he backed out. Okay. So the loch is sarach lachsav lizkus. The bottle of ruvay b'shitufay akadam. Afshadayin apas munach b'mikam. Even his bread is still there, but the that which he's joined, he has now unjoined, disjoined, removed himself, and Al Kani Mirtzalios Oichu to be my hand. Then he changes his mind again and says, "You know, I'm asking Tzarek Lishtata Mechodesh." But this is all talking about a case where that he wasn't Rogel, and therefore they have no power of Tfiyah. But in a case where he was Rogel, which we said that they're able to force him, so he can't back out. If they can take it from him against his will, they ain't giving it back, as it were. So Mishabur over here is Murnamis to a point over here. According to the first sheet that we empowered the wife, so that's a kula, but it also limits the Bnei Chatzar's power because the wife should be giving it. So the Gemara that they're taking a Balkarcha means that the wife is taking a Balkarcha and giving it to Bnei Chotzer. Bnei Chotzer can't do it. The Rambam says the wife can't do a Balkarcha, Bnei Chotzer can do a Balkarcha. That's what Mishabur is pointing out in Tezayin. The Din of Bez and Kaifin is a Kuliyama, even though they're Rishonim. Right.
But if we say it's not a Bez and Kavod, it's not even Shafkin, because then if just three of the Bnei Chotzer,
and a chanami, you need to be able to be in a chotzer to do it, but you need to convene three. And now he's saying that even the Dei Rishonim that holds that they can't take balkarchoi, but once they have it, they can prevent them from, as we're taking it back. So he says, "Botel," we say, "I'm sorry, but it's not acceptable. We don't believe that." Okay.